Hey, thank you for holding. Joe?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? You have one of the best names in the world. My name is Joey, so it'd be easy
Nice.
to easy to remember.
Right?
How's your Thursday going so far?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Good. Okay. Well, it's I like to call it Friday Eve. You know, it's the
Right.
day before Friday. I don't know if you work weekends, but hopefully it's at least you're doing good so far. So, you know, it's
Right,
always
right.
always plenty of time. But I know you're speaking with Gilma. She does a great job of, you know, kind of going over the program and things like that. And she sent you over to me to help you with some reduced pricing. So I'm definitely going to do that for you. Before I do, I just want to double check. Do you have any questions or concerns about the program or like what we could do to bring you more business?
No, I just wanted to know how much the pricing was, because I don't even know if I'll be able to afford it right now, but hopefully the next time when you do call or have an opening, I will be able to afford it. So I'm just trying to get pricing to see where my price range is, to be honest.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So it looks like you're, so I'm assuming you've done marketing before, right? I saw that you had like a Home Advisors and the Angies.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever tried doing Google advertisements?
Not yet. That's why I'm saying I'm still getting
Yeah.
into it. I know I have another lady that called me a couple of days ago about with the one where you, the voice to talk, where if someone searches up landscaping doing the voice to talk, my name will be on that first three set. Do you guys offer that too, or is this a whole different project?
Yeah, we actually do. It's all encompassing, so I can go over exactly what we do. But just to give you an idea, have you been doing well with Home Advisors so far? I know you've been in the business for 7 months, so.
So I've been in business for about 7 months, and the Home Advisor is, let's just say, it's keeping me afloat. It's not really getting me ahead. It's giving me, you know, work to keep my guys fed and keep me fed, but it's not really giving me enough work to
Yeah, cushion.
branch out. Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So
All right.
it's good for what it is, but I definitely want other avenues of advertising and work coming in.
Yeah, you know, and we hear that a lot, especially with Home Advisors. I mean, I think Home Advisors is really good for like brand new businesses just starting today, because you can hire a company that can potentially get you some work, right? And what they do is
Yeah.
that, are you paying by lead over there?
Yeah, so I pay whatever the lead is. I pay
Yeah.
that. I have a $700 count, and they just pull $20 or however much the lead is when they do that.
Oh man, $700.
Yeah. Well,
Huh.
I spend seven, but I make 3,000 off of it. So it's not
Yeah.
bad, but it, like I said, it's not enough to pursue more work per
Yeah.
se.
Yeah, no, that makes
I'm
sense.
spending seven. Let's just say I spend seven, and out of the seven, I get probably like 20, 30 leads. And out of the 20, 30 leads, I maybe only get three compared to getting all 20 or all 30. You know,
Hey,
it's a big difference.
that's well that and that's the reason that I brought this up, is because there's a complete difference as to what you're currently doing and what we're offering. So like Home Advisors, they quite literally use Google. They pay a lot of money to be listed on the first page of Google. What they do is that they take those leads that they're capturing off of Google, and they're selling it to you and like seven or eight other business owners that are in your area. So they work with your competitors.
Yeah.
So you
Yeah, I
kind of
didn't know
have to bat, you know what I mean? So you have to battle it out. Well, what we'd say is you're already past like the 2-3 month stage in your business, right? It's, you want to get to a point where you remove the middleman out of the equation and just put your business directly on the first page of Google. Once you're on the first
Yeah.
page of Google, those leads that you see that are coming in, they're yours now, right? The people that are
Yeah.
researching, what they're doing is that they're calling your company directly, so that way you don't have to track anybody down. You receive phone calls from people that are in your area. We can cover like a 50-mile radius. It looks like you're just about good for 50 miles. Is that right?
Yeah. So I have a question too with you guys. I know through a Home Advisor, the only reason I'm getting the smaller jobs is because I technically am not licensed yet. And so
Right.
they can't send me the licensed job, like the bigger hardscaping job. Is that going to affect my advertising at all, not having a license?
Nope. So
But
what Google
I
wants,
am insured and I am bonded. I just don't have my license yet, and I'm working on that.
then you already answered the question, because Google's biggest concern is when the pandemic hit, it oversaturated the market, and there was a ton of businesses on the first page of Google that weren't like legitimate businesses. They were just like, you know, they said that they were on paper, but they had nothing to prove it. So Google doesn't want that, because if you call a company and they're not a company, it makes Google look bad, right? So they just want to make sure that you're a legitimate business. One of those things is a license. The second thing would be insurance. The third thing would be like if you had a picture of your work truck, your logo on the work truck, your work tools, things like that. They just want to make sure that you're a legitimate business. That's really it. So you're perfectly fine. That's no problem. And you know, when it comes to the marketing, we can market your business for residential or commercial. So if you want to do primarily residential right now and then move your way to commercial once you get the licenses, you just let us know and we'll start marketing you towards that. But people are doing away with the pay by lead service because, you know, it gets to a point where like you want to be your own business owner, right? You don't want to rely, especially paying $700 a month. I mean, it's a fraction of a cost to just get yourself listed on the first page of Google. And there's plenty of other things that we can do for you as well. Getting into building a website and then also doing social media marketing as well. So I want to get that pricing over to you just so you can see how much of a difference it is. And then we can make our decision there. But there's some pros and cons with the company. The pro for us is once we work with you, unlike the other companies that are out there, we will not work with your competitors at all. The only thing that we do is that we focus on keeping you on the first page and being competitive with everyone else, right? So we're not going to work with no one else but you. The second thing is that our pricing is month to month. There's no contract. You can cancel at any time. You don't have to pay for a call, click, or a lead. It's all an unlimited call service. So if you receive 100, 300, 500 calls that day or that month, well, I mean, it's yours to lose. You can either accept them all, deny them all, take half. You can basically cherry pick the jobs that you want because you're not paying for them, right? It's just basically unlimited. The month-to-month in your area, normally what you're looking at is about $4.99 a month in order to get you listed on the first page of Google with those 15 high priority keywords. But because you've only been in business for the last 7 months, anybody under 2 years, we always help out pricing-wise because, you know, we get it. You know, you're a business owner, you've got a lot of upfront cost. We're able to bring that down today to only $249. So $249 month to month, what you're getting is everything I explained as far as the first page listing for Google will get you submitted to other directories as well. So Facebook, Yelp, Bing, Apple, we do all of your content creation for you as well. So as a business owner, you're either going to be paying with money or time. And what we do is that we take the time away from you and we're a one-stop shop. So like we handle all of it for you. You don't have to pick up the phone. You don't have to receive leads from us. It's basically your business out there and you're the one that's receiving those calls. I know because you're so new when it comes to the website, are you looking for one? Did you think about building one? Is it not really a priority?
I am looking to do one, but, the advertising, like I said, is my priority right now, so that's where I'm going. But I do want a website eventually. It's not a priority that I must have, but it is in the back of the brain, just put it that way.
Got it. No, that's no big deal. So what if I tell you that I can actually include a website for you, which is included in the $249? So what we'll do is that...
Hello?
So we connect it to your Google Business profile, and then that gives your client another reason to choose you guys, right? Another reason that you're probably losing out of the, you know, if you're getting 20 leads and you're only closing 3, you may be losing out on the other 17 because, you know, when it comes to online presence as a consumer of yourself, right, you got to go online and you got to find these businesses, right? So if your business is nowhere to be found, there's no website, there's no reviews, you know, sometimes people don't want to choose that. So what we can do is that we can actually build a website for you as well. And then the last thing for you is social media marketing. So you want to get as much exposure as possible. And the reason, Joe, is because there are plenty of other construction workers that are currently in your area that have been doing it for a lot longer than you. They already kind of have the market, you know what I mean? They already have the market cornered because of their organic listing. They've been around for 15 years. Hard to compete with that. what we do is that we will take your Facebook business page, and within that 50-mile radius, we'll also do advertisements on there as well. So that does two things for you. One, there's going
to
be
so
a ton of people.
I don't have to pay the Facebook advertisement is what you're saying?
No. Nope. It's included in the $249. No, that's all one deal. So in Facebook, we'll do the Facebook advertisements for you on a monthly basis within a 50-mile radius, only showing it to people that specifically are searching terms that you want. Remember, the 15 keywords that you want us to use, that's the ones that we'll use. We'll only show your advertisements in front of those people within your area. Well, that does two things. One, recognition, right? Even if they don't choose you, they're seeing your name more often. You're a company that's alive, that's out there. The second one is, as a click-to-call feature, you know, they'll be able to review it. They'll be able to see the website, see your Google Business profile, right? Once they do that, then what they'll be able to do is choose your company, give you a call, and it's kind of yours to lose. You know, right now with Angie's, it's not a bad thing for the first couple months, but it's not going to take you to where you need to be. It's putting your business on there that's going to be the more important part, because guess what? If I find you on Home Advisors, guess what Home Advisors does? They compete with 7 or 8 other businesses that are in your area. That means what am I going to do? I don't have to choose you. I got 7 or 8 of them that I'm going to choose out of this list, and they try to get them because, you know, that's basically the way that it works, right? So that's what you're getting.
I've also noticed that the people that do those, they nickel and dime these.
Oh, easily.
Workers, and I'm just like, that's why I don't get half the jobs, because they're trying to nickel and dime me, but at the same time, I don't go for it because I'm not going to fucking work for free, but at the same time, I do kind of need to work for something, so I've had to give up jobs for
sacrifice,
about $1,000, and I do it for like $600-700, giving them a break in, and they still complain about it, and I'm like, well, fuck you, I don't want to work for you, so I know how that goes, so.
Yeah, and so you see what I'm saying, right? And that's basically what you're dealing with, because Home Advisors and Angie's, they encourage that, because guess what? They get paid by the lead, not for you fulfilling the job. You're going to pay them regardless, whether that's a good lead or not. At least with Google, what you're getting is you're getting people that have already done their research, that have already looked around. They saw your company. They saw you're somebody they want to work with. They're calling you directly and saying, hey, I found you online. I need some work done. Blah, 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 blah. You move on. And we can market you towards specific keywords, so you don't have to worry about the people that are trying to nickel and dime you. You know what I mean? We can target the people that, you know, basically are looking to pay. So,
okay. So with you saying that, so are you going to be like, Never mind. I understand. Never mind. I answered my own question. You're good. Keep going.
Yeah. So, do you have any questions or concerns so far? I like to kind
no,
of.
No, I got it all.
Okay. Perfect. I kind of figured. So, I mean, honestly, the last thing here, Joe, is because we're a performance-based business for our company, and because it's a partnership, as long as you're successful, we're successful, right? So, because you don't get anything through us, we just have to market your business. So we want to make sure that this works. Everything we do is all a numbers game. We'll be able to show you on your account dashboard everything that we're doing. So if you're investing the $249 a month, we want to make sure that you're like, okay, well, what am I getting out of that, right? So in your dashboard, you'll see all the impressions, which is basically eyeballs, how many people are viewing it on a monthly basis, how many people are clicking on your profiles, how many people are calling you, where they're calling you from. It's all on one screen, really, really easy to read. It's literally these big blocks and just has the number next to it. It says, you know, 300 people saw you today. You know, 200 people called you. 100 of those calls became jobs, right? Boom. It's all broken down for you. So that way, on a month-to-month basis, if you ever feel like, hey, remember I hired you guys to do my marketing and you were supposed to do A, B, and C and you're not? Okay, well, sorry. I'm going to go with somebody else. And that's it. You can cancel because we don't have any contracts, right? So, like, we have to make sure that we're performing on a month-to-month basis, because that's how you become successful. So, I mean, I feel like, Joe, for you and the area that you're in right now, you know, I know this is going to be a great opportunity. We'd love to obviously work with you. You know, one of the things is obviously, you know, what do you say? Do you want to give us a shot? That way we can at least prove it to you. We'll get the site built, Facebook advertisements going, and then get you listed on the first page.
I do, but like I said, money's tight right now. The $240, $250, if you want to call me back next week, I'll have it. And then we'll definitely give it a try, because, like I said, I'm done with Home Advisor. So if you can call me next week, anytime after Wednesday, Thursday, fine, same day. and then I can go, I can definitely pay the $250 then.
And yeah,
get started and go into that way.
Yeah, I mean, we've been around for 19 years, so we're not going anywhere. So the pricing, Joe, is, it's not the problem, right? So whether you're like, you know, hey, I can afford $500, you know, 3 weeks from now, you're happy to give us a call. The issue is that, you know, we have 30 agents. It's a call center. It's just an inbound call center. So
we're looking
for a construction worker in your area to fill the position. With the deals that we run, you know, honestly, within the next 3 to 4 phone calls, I mean, these positions are filled. Once they're filled, we can't work with anybody else. What I can do, if you are really interested in the position, there may be a way that I can reduce the $249 a little bit. We might need to maybe take out the Facebook advertisements for now. But if I can reduce it a little bit, is that something that you're at least willing to give a shot today? That way we can close out the position. You know it's yours. And then, I mean, you can go all the way up until $1,500 a month, right? So if you have like 100 guys working for you, you're doing it across the state, I mean, you can grow with our company. So that's really not the problem. The problem is the availability. So if I'm able to adjust the price a little bit, is that something that you might be willing to give a shot today then?
And if you adjust the price, you said you will drop the Facebook out?
Yeah, $249 is going to be Facebook, is going to add that Facebook advertisement. If I can adjust the Facebook advertisement just to get you started for that first 30 to 45 days, I'm able to bring it down to, I'm able to bring it down to $199. What that gets you is everything Google related, so nothing changes there. And then we can build a splash page for you for your website. And then, you know, in a couple of months, if you ever want to bump that nozzle up, that way we can at least prove to you that what we're saying works. We can bump it up and then get the ball rolling with Facebook and everything. But that would be up to you.
All right. Let me just talk to my wife real quick. Can you just hold on for a second?
Put me on hold. Put me on speakerphone. Whatever you want to do. That's perfectly fine. It's all yours.
Okay. Just hold on real quickly.
Mm-hmm. No problem. I'm here.
All right, bro.
I'm here.
Let's go ahead and do the 250.
Oh yeah, yeah, the 249. You sure?
Yeah.
Perfect. Hey, I think you're gonna love this for sure. And it's only 249. There's no tax or anything like that. It's quite literally just 249. So I'll save you the dollar.
249.
Yeah, I'm locking you in. So there's, I didn't say this before, but there's normally a $99 setup fee that we charge. I do have discretion as to if I'm able to waive that or not. Between me and you, I always waive it for anybody under a year. Anybody that's in business within a year, I 100% always waive the setup fee. So yeah, it's only going to be $249 month to month moving forward. All right.
And then it won't change from that. It won't fluctuate or anything.
It'll never change. Yeah. 5 years from now, you know, if everything increases, milk will increase, but your marketing would be $249.
Okay. And then can you just go over what all it includes one more time? Because now my wife's listening because she kind of wants to know.
That's perfectly fine. Yeah, that's why I said if you want to put me on a speakerphone. Can I have your wife's name? Can she hear me?
Her name's Jennifer.
Hi.
Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer. How you doing? Nice to meet you. All right. So I'll give a brief rundown. Are you pretty familiar with how marketing works?
I am very familiar. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I just wanted to make sure before I'm saying words and some people are like, I don't know what this is. So
yeah
so basically,
Mm-hmm. I'm the director of operations for Papa John's. I've been with them for 17 years, so I know a thing or two.
Get out of here. So between me and you, yeah. My first job I ever had officially was a Papa John's. That was my first job ever.
So
yeah.
That was
yeah.
My
yeah.
First job ever too.
Get out of here. Oh my goodness, that is crazy. Yeah, no, I got fired. Yeah, I was showing up late. It was the career for me. I was like 15, I think. I was making pizzas in the back. I was making my own food, and yeah, it was bad. Yeah, not the same Joey as today. So don't judge me off of that. But anyway, I just had to say that. All right, so to get into the weeds of things, what we're doing. Okay, so 249 includes this. Okay. It includes the Google Business Profile being created. We do all the marketing on Google, so you guys can choose up to 15 different keywords that you want us to market you for, and you'll be listed on the first page of Google. You can choose the distance. 50 miles is the max. I know you guys want to do about 50 to 100, but if we can get you the work within a 50-mile radius, typically is better, so you're not driving all over God's creation. We can choose what zip code in an area that you guys want, and then we can do the 50-mile radius off of that. So if you want to do it off of Tucson, that's perfect. That's exactly what we called you for. And we could do the 50-mile radius off of that. We get you submitted to 5 directories, obviously Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. We do all the content creation for you guys. So we make sure basically one of the hardest parts about signing somebody up that's brand new is making sure everything is the exact same throughout the internet. Through all the submissions, through all the directories, same address, same name, same everything. So that's how basically one of the ways the algorithm works. We make sure that if they're using an iPhone, Android, tablet, laptop, computer, it don't matter. We make sure that whatever you guys are using, you guys are going to pop up. Even the voice to talk recognition, that also will have you guys in there as well. So that's no problem. The second thing is the website. So at the 249 rate, we actually can build a full-fledged professional site for you guys. So we'll build it, we'll maintain it, we'll manage it for you, and we optimize it as far as marketing goes for you guys. Now, you guys obviously have creative input. You can tell us what color scheme you want, what do you want it to look like. If you have examples of other sites that you've done before and you want us to kind of mimic that, we can do that for you guys as well. So obviously, you'll have access to it too. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. So if you guys ever want to go in there and make your own changes, you can, but you're obviously paying us for it. All you got to do is call us and we'll make those changes for you. And then the last thing is Facebook advertisements. So we'll cover the same 50-mile radius in the area. Those keywords that we are going to list you for are the same ones we're going to use for Facebook. So anytime somebody's scrolling on their Facebook and they're like, hey, I was just talking about having somebody do my deck for me, right? And then it's like, boom. You know, Native Landscape and Construction LLC does landscape. We're like, oh, I was just talking about this, right? Well, that's marketing, right? So we'll make sure that included in the 249, we also do the paid advertisements too. So you guys don't get charged a dollar more. It's the exact same. And then we obviously has a click to call feature. So they can call you guys directly straight off of their Facebook. They can go to your website or they could go to your business profile and they give you guys a call there. So we give them plenty of options to choose your company and to give you guys a call. It's an unlimited call service. He doesn't pay by click, call, or lead. So if he received 300 calls this month, that's it. He just received 300 calls. And it's the same 249. It'll be like that for the rest of his career with Local Splash. So as long as he's with us, it's always going to be 249.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. I'll pass you back to my husband. That sounds amazing. I'm definitely on board with all of that. Thank you.
Cool. Hey, not a problem. Thank you. It was nice meeting you, Jennifer.
Nice to meet you, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. All right. Perfect. There we go. All right. So, Joe, I don't know if you're like me. My name is Joey. My legal name is Joey on my birth certificate. But is it Joseph?
Yeah, it's Joseph.
Gotcha. Okay. I haven't ran into too many actual Joeys before, so I was hoping, but
I had a couple friends in school that were named Joey, but they were all Joseph too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm like, I don't know if I've ever met so far a Joey that is legally Joey, not like, oh, my real name is Joseph. People just call me Joey. I'm like, nope, my legal name is Joey. Yes, my father was lazy, so, you know, it is what it is. All right, Joseph. All right, Joe, what's your last name?
Chico, C-H-I-C-O.
C-H-I-C-C-H-I-C-O. And what's a good email address for you?
It's nativelandscape2023@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And the phone number that you want listed, is it 520-328-9201?
No, I want my business number listed, 520-990-8578.
All right, perfect. And is that the number that you want us to call you to, or is it?
No, it doesn't matter. I use both phones, but that other number is my old business number from my old company. So
okay.
I just took over the phone number and changed and switched companies, basically. So if you look up that number, it might come up as McConnell Landscaping, but I need it to change to say Native Landscaping.
Native Landscaping, got it. Okay. And that's the 8578 number you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's no problem. We can use that. And your legal business name, is it Native Landscape and Construction LLC? Do you not have the LLC? Yeah, it is? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And the address that we have here is 7550 East Mary Drive in Tucson, Arizona. Is that okay? So is that the same?
Yes.
Okay. And if this is your home address, what we can do is that when we create the Google business profile, we can hide your address on Google so people aren't just like randomly showing up at your house. So is that a home address or is that your like actual like office or business?
No, it's a home address.
Home address. Okay. Do you want us to hide it on Google or do you want us to showcase it? Yeah. Okay.
No, you can hide it that way. If they are clients, they'll have it on my invoices. So they don't
need it. That's perfect. Yeah. Works for me. So let's do that. All right. Now the exciting part is when it comes to jobs that you want us to find you for, what keywords do you want to be found for? You could be generic. That's okay. We'll dive it. We'll have a team that like actually goes in there and finds the best keywords. But, what do you want to be found for? What jobs?
Let's see. I want to be found for hardscaping.
Okay.
I want to be found for, flagstone. Just any type of words or what?
Yeah, so like, as an example, you do landscaping and construction, right? So construction could mean, you know, are you like a general contractor? Do you do like bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling, deck building?
No. Anything custom? Just basically for outdoor kitchens and stuff like that.
Perfect. Okay. So, yeah, so you could do hardscaping, flagstone, obviously construction,
landscaping, obviously, because that'll be a big one.
Landscaping is actually really big right now, especially coming up. So landscaping. Do you do residential and commercial? Do you do more commercial, more residential?
I do more residential than commercial.
Okay. And then once you get your...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just going to say, once you get your license for commercial jobs, tell us, because we can also start marketing more towards like the commercial work. So we'll do residential for now, but keep that in mind as well. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
What else? Outdoor lighting is another big one that we do.
Okay, cool.
And then water features is another big one.
Perfect.
And let's see. How many more?
I think you're good. One, two, three.
That should be good? Okay.
Six, seven. No. I mean, good as in you have more. Yeah. So I think you're only at seven. So you have plenty more.
Let's see. We got hardscaping, flagstone, water.
Yeah. Construction, landscaping, residential,
outdoor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Outdoor kitchens, uh-huh.
Yeah. And put a big cleanup, I guess. Maintenance.
Right.
That's the big, probably maintenance.
Yeah. I'll do big cleanups/maintenance. Yeah, because basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maintenance. Yeah, that's fine. Because what they'll do is that, just as a quick example, you know, outdoor kitchen, they'll find all the keywords surrounding outdoor kitchen in your area. We'll find the ones that are getting the most views, and then that's the keywords that we're going to use for you. So yeah, so they'll dive into the weeds of it and make sure that you're getting in front of as many people as possible. So that's just no problem at all. So this is a no. All right. So for your Facebook business page, did you guys create one yet? If you didn't, we can help you. That's no problem. But
I do have one. It's just a setup still, so it's not fully completed, but it is set up.
But that's actually perfect, because that's actually all that we need. We just need you to create it. So if you already had it created, then we just need access to it. We'll be the administrators for it. Obviously, you'll always be the owner. We're never going to take ownership of it or anything like that. But so then that would be perfect. So I'll tell them that you'll give them access. All right. And you're looking to have us build that website for you, right?
Yes. Please.
And yep, absolutely. And okay, so when it comes to payment, when you go to a client's house, how do you accept payment? Do you do cash, check, credit, debit? Do you use like Venmo, Zelle?
Zelle is the big, is probably where I mostly get most of my payments through, is Zelle, and then personal check for the two ones. Every once in a while, I get a person who does cash, and out of the last 7 months, I've only had two people use a debit or credit card.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've heard that Zelle has been extremely common. It's almost unanimous. It's almost like cash at this point.
Yeah, it's because they send it to us directly and we get it directly, whereas everything else, you got to wait a day to get it. Whereas if it just goes through Zelle, it's basically automatically credited to our...
Yep, I actually use Zelle personally as well, and yeah, it's fantastic. As soon as somebody sends it, I mean, literally like 30 seconds to a minute, it's directly usable in your account. So,
and it's good too, because it does have a limit of 5,000. So usually after anything about a couple thousand, people start writing checks, but up to about a couple thousand, they all use Zelle.
Perfect. Okay. All right, and the zip code you want to be found for, is that the 85730? Is that where you want to do that 25-mile radius out of?
No, let's do it out of 8516 is where my shop is. I have a shop, too, where my trucks are, so
okay.
That's a different address. So let's use that. Let's use that area code.
Okay, all I heard was 8516. That's all I heard.
85716, sorry.
Oh, okay, 716. That's my fault. 85716. And you're looking at 25 miles. All right, perfect. Okay. All right, now I'm going to lock you in right now at the 249 rate. I'm going to read you off a voice verification. I apologize. It kind of just reiterates everything we went through, but it's just to outline everything that we talked about. The card.
I have
you're
a question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
With the zip code, I can always change that if I'm not getting a lot of work into that area code. I can switch the zip code later or add zip codes. How does that work?
So you can call us and ask. What we'll do is that we'll take a look and see, because our team can see like the logistics of everything, and they'll take a look at the zip code and see which one's going to be the most profitable for you. Because if you're like, hey, can we try this one? We're going to say, we could, but there's like 10 people there, right? Let's try this one. So yeah, absolutely. Give us a call and we could 100% look into that for you.
That was a big thing that I had with Angie's leads, is I did one zip code and I literally got like one job. And then I was able to actually branch out to other zip codes through them, and I got more jobs, obviously. So that's why I was at.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. That's all you got to do is just give us a call and we'll look into that for you for sure. And we can change it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you only use one zip code or do you use multiple zip codes?
We just do one, and then we do the, like the radius from that one. So where you're at, we just do the 25 mile radius, and then anything, outside of that, yeah. Yep.
All right. Perfect.
Okay. All right. So when it comes to, yeah, so payment. So when it comes to the payment, like I said, I'll read you off the voice verification first, but this does come up as Google advertisement. So it is a tax write-off for the end of the year. So if you have like a business card you use, we recommend that. If not, that's okay. Take any debit or credit. But the address that you have for the card, is it the 7550 East Mary Drive or is it different?
Yes. It's the same.
Okay. Address. Perfect. And is it your name on the card, Joseph Chico, or is it your business address on there, or, I'm sorry, your business name?
It's both, Joseph Chico and Native Landscape and Construction.
Perfect, okay. And whenever you're ready, is this a Master Visa or Discover?
Visa.
Visa, okay. Just going to save the numbers for now. Excuse me. Whenever you're ready, we'll do the card number expiration, 3 digits on the back.
Which one do you want?
Card number first. Expiration, and okay. Then the 3 digits on the back. Yep.
All right. It's 4312-3160-1311-3472, and it's good through 05/28, and the 3 on the back is 574.
All right. Okay. All right, so you said 5/28 and you said 574, right?
574, yeah.
All right, okay, so I am going to give you, you get to choose one security question, and there's 3 questions you can choose from, all right? So you just let me know which one you want to use for the account. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name, which one you want?
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Perfect. And then what's the answer for that? If you could just spell it for me.
ST period capital CLAIR.
St. Clair. Perfect. Okay. All right. So we're the only 2 people that know that for now. I am going to explain to you what that is for in a second. I'm just locking you in at that 249, and then I'm also going to read you off that voice verification. So like I said, it's just to reiterate everything we went through, so I apologize for the redundancy. If you have any questions about it as I'm going through it, just stop, ask. I'll reiterate it. All right. Want to make sure that we're obviously both on the same page then. All right.
All righty.
All right, perfect. Here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. These calls will be recorded for quality assurance, and it's just to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's to add a form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business.
Native Landscape and Construction, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Joseph, and I am the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. And we can add, if you want to add your wife on there, we can add her as an administrative contact. Okay. I was just going to ask. Okay. That's no problem.
I just had to ask for the money portion because it's coming out of my paycheck, not my business account. That's why.
Understandable. Okay. That's no problem at all. Okay. So then you'll be the only one that's on there. And
yeah.
We want to obviously make sure that we get you the results as fast as possible. We are going to call you. Especially for the first 30 days, there's a lot of heavy lifting and there's a lot of man hours that we have to put in order to make sure that this is going to work. So there may be
okay.
Some times that we call you. When we call you, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's always just to move that needle forward, okay? So if you do you at least agree to be responsive to either phone calls or texts here from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I don't know. Sure.
Okay. Do you want me to explain to you what that means?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, yeah. So we're obviously doing your marketing for Google, for your website, and then also for Facebook. If you hire somebody else to also do Google, sometimes that clashes with what we're doing, and it actually hurts you more than it helps. So the only thing that we do is that we just ask that you let us know, hey, I also hired somebody that does Google guarantees.
Oh,
so
okay.
Do that.
Okay.
Just so we're aware and we're not stepping on nobody's toes.
I got it. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Nah. Yep. Nope. That's okay. That's all. I was like, let me explain it before.
Right.
You think it's something else. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And, where was I at? All right. So I'm locking you in today. That's 111 of 24 in the amount of 249 a month. It's going to be the same throughout your career here with us. Second payment is the 11th of every month. So February 11th, March 11th, so forth.
Payment, the date?
Sorry, say that again.
Can I change the date of when it's due later, or should I just pay it early? Because I would like the payment to be towards the end of the month compared to the middle. Because I got a lot of shit that comes out between now and the 15th.
Between the beginning? Yeah, let me take a look at the team. So we can do this for the 11th, and you should be able to swap it to closer to the end of the month or pay early.
Yeah. Because that, like I said, anything by the 15th, before the 15th, I got taxes to pay and all kinds of other stuff to pay. And I
Yep. Excuse me, that's understandable. Let's see here.
But we can take the payment now, and you can set it up for the 11th, but if I just need to pay it on a different day, just let me know, and I can pay it a different day, even though it'll still be on the 11th.
Yeah, that's from, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, that's no problem. So yeah, so, I'm making sure that your account's gonna allow you to obviously do that, but yeah, that should actually be no problem.
Okay.
But either way, the amount is not going to change. Yeah, the 249 is always going to be the same. And then obviously, like I mentioned to you earlier, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting customer support. So I'm going to send you our 877 number. I'm going to give you my direct extension and my email. So at any point you have a question or concern, you want to cancel, we even have a pause feature here. So let's say you're 4 months in and we're crushing it with the marketing. You're like, it's a little bit too much. Call us. Put a pause on it. We'll keep you on record. We'll pause your listing. We won't charge you to $249. And then let's say a couple months later you want to, you know, turn the juice back on. You give us a call. We'll hit play again, and we start your marketing all over again then, okay?
All right. Perfect.
Perfect. The only thing is that you just got to make sure that it's done within 3 days of your next billing cycle. As long as it's done within 3 days of your next billing cycle, you're perfectly fine. So do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and lock you in. Once this goes through, you're going to get two things. You're going to get an email, which basically has the receipt. It goes over everything that we just went through. And then you're also going to get a text message. In that text message, there's also going to be terms and conditions that I have you sign there as well. So I'll keep you on the phone here. I'll wait until you get that just in case you have any other questions, concerns. Make sure that I'm still here to answer that for you. But you should be getting that text message here actually shortly. And then we'll schedule a time. So we have to do an interview with you. It takes like 30 to 45 minutes in order for us to go through everything. So I just want to make sure, do you want to do that? You want me to find a time today? I don't know what your schedule looks like. Do you want to do it tomorrow? What are you thinking?
How long does it usually take?
Depending on your questions, about 30 to 45 minutes, I'd say.
You can call me tomorrow around this time, around 11, should be good.
All right, let's make sure that's open here for us. Tomorrow, so it's 10 now, right? So do you want it at, I have 10 o'clock available, and I have 11 o'clock available actually tomorrow. So either one works.
Huh? Let's do 10.
10? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll lock you in there for 10, and Google Flash. All right. Let me send that notification. So you'll get some reminders, too. I don't know how you typically remember your stuff, but they are pretty good at reminding you either way for that meeting tomorrow. It's just right over the phone, so, you know, you don't have to, you know, dress to impress or anything like that, and they'll kind of guide you through the whole listing. So they'll go through the nitty gritty for the Google listing, the nitty gritty for the website, and then also your Facebook as well. Just make sure you at least have your login credentials for Facebook so that when you see us tomorrow at 10 and they call you, you'll be able to give them access, and you know, we can get us started as soon as possible.
All right, I got the text message.
Perfect. All right, so I'll go ahead and open up the text. There'll be a link that's there. It should say our company name /term/your phone number. Click on that. It takes you directly to your terms and conditions. Take your time, read all the way through it, get all the way to the end. Once you're at the end, go ahead and hit the check boxes, sign your name. It's going to take you to a login screen. That's when you know you did it correctly. We're going to pause right there, because when you meet the team tomorrow, remember that dashboard I was telling you about, that's where you're going to access it. So that's where you're going to see all your notifications and all the impressions and where people are calling you from. So they'll help you get that set up tomorrow.
Yeah, so the text message you sent me is just the phone number to you guys. That's all it is, and your email. It doesn't say anything else about anything else.
Let's see here.
It just says, welcome. You have, oh, there we go. Now I got one. All right.
I was going to say, that's why I kind of slow roll it, because I know it takes like a minute or two for it to go through. But, did you see it now with the link?
Yeah. I have a link now.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Click on that. Should be your terms. And then, like I said, stay on the phone here and I'll wait for you to be done. I just got you in there tomorrow. So you're actually all set for tomorrow. So we're good.
Okay. Perfect. Alrighty, I agree. I will agree to receive text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Authorized holder sign on the credit card, yes. Click here and type your name. Confirm. Looking for a signature. All right, now it says username and password.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we can stop right there. So don't worry about that. They'll obviously get you, they'll get you access to that portion of it. So that's actually no problem. And I'm just finishing up this. It's 10 a.m. Let's see. All right. So we're good to go. Last thing I'm going to send you here is actually it should have been our contact information, but I'll also send it kind of redundant again here. It's going to have my extension on there. Logo/.com and also my email address as well. Okay. So if you ever have a question.
Okay.
Excuse me. If you ever have a question or a concern, you know, don't hesitate. Like, even though I'm not the one that's, you know, honestly, I'm not doing any of the actual listing portion of it. You have an entire account management team that's going to be doing that. But if you ever need a quick question answer or concern, or even if you need some help with your own marketing, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that we can send you even. If you're struggling getting reviews, we have some things that we can send you to copy and paste to send to your client. And it really helps spike good reviews as well. So anything like that. Don't hesitate, man. Just give me a call. Let me know. Obviously, I'll be here for you. You're already scheduled tomorrow at 10 o'clock, so you're already set there. I think the terms and conditions came back as well, so I think we're all set there. And then I think that is it. I mean, do you have any other questions or concerns? Any questions or concerns for me?
No, not right now. If I do, I'll talk to the guy tomorrow and see how that goes and all of that from now on, but I hope this works out for me and everything else. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you gave us that 1% trust. We're going to go ahead and earn that other 99% for you as well. You'll notice that we do have a white glove service here, so it is a little bit of difference. So if you have any other questions, obviously, please don't hesitate. You have yourself a great rest of your day, and then I guess I'll speak to you soon then. Joseph, congratulations.
Thank you, Joey. Have a good day, man.
Not a problem, man. Take care.